When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Welcome to the Lord's Challenge, our weekly quarter-hour broadcast, bringing the reality of God's Word to all people everywhere. Stay tuned as Joshua Daniel challenges us to a walk with God and the corresponding impact that'll have on our lives, families, and society today.
Matthew 14 and verse 23. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up to a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now tossed in the midst of the sea with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit," they cried out for fear. And straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." What a picture we have. The Bible tells us that we walk in the Spirit. If we walk in the Spirit, we shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh, we are told. See, the lusts of the flesh, how strong they are today. In any advertisement, in any magazine, it is all so provocative, so revealing, so stirring to the flesh. And you know, my dear friends, it was discovered that this was told me by some knowledgeable person. And I was appalled. He said, here was this great gathering of preachers. And the hotel people discovered after the conference that the video cassettes which were on demand, or the pictures that were viewed, were of the most erotic nature. Do you see the sham which has engulfed Christianity today? The total sham. And the Bible says, walk in the Spirit, not fulfilling the lusts of the flesh. Galatians 5. How my father used to preach about this. And the young people were taught, you have to walk in the Spirit, not in the flesh. Now, friends, you know, human relationships are all so tangled today. And the Bible says that in the last days, people will be without natural affection. But God's standards don't change, because God says, walk in love, Ephesians 5:2. Walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and given himself for us. Walk in love. Are our reactions, are our decisions based on love? You know, are our attitudes based on a love which overcomes that which is negative? You know, we can get indifferent, we can isolate ourselves from some of these unpleasant people. You know, I have a temptation that way too. Okay, if the situation is very unpleasant and somebody can't even hold his tongue, stay away from that person. But is that the right thing to do? Walk in love. Give a return of love where you don't expect it to even rebound. No, we don't like to do that. We want to walk in love where our love will be well received and well accepted and well reciprocated. But otherwise, we want to show our indifference. Walk in love. Now, when you're following Jesus, all these things come automatically to you. When you're looking at Jesus, all these things come automatically to you. Don't mistake me by saying automatically. What I really mean is they're not worked up. No, I've got to do this. I've got to do this. I've got to do this. You know, that's mental yoga system. No yoga system here. You know, the cross lifts you. You see, my dear friend, you don't lift yourself by your bootstraps. And this is how it is because the cross lifts you. Ah, what a disappointment one should feel over a mental Christianity. All right for smooth sailing, all right for calm weather, but not for rough weather. No, my dear people, the Lord wants us to walk in love, no matter what the reaction to it. Then, walking worthy of the Lord, we are told, walk worthy of the Lord. Am I ever going to walk worthy of Him? Am I ever, I bear the name of Christ, but am I going to be like Christ? You know, my dear friends, walking worthy of the Lord. As I said, am I ever going to walk worthy of my Savior? Are people going to say, hey, here is Christ walking, living in this man? That's it. Are we going to walk worthy of the status which God has given us in Christ, meaning being joint heirs? Oh my. Some of these phrases of the Bible really stump me. And I stop and say, oh my, where am I living? And I'm designed for the throne, but where am I living? My dear people. So when Jesus says, come, friend, go up higher. You remember where that comes. When Jesus told those that were seeking the chiefest rooms, Jesus said, no, go and sit down in the lowest room. And the governor of the feast will come by and see you there and say, friend, go up higher. The Lord wants us to go up higher. The Lord wants us to be with Him. The Lord wants us to walk like Him. 1 John, 2nd chapter in the 6th verse tells us, let us walk as He walked. Let us walk. He that saith he abideth in Him ought himself also so to walk even as He walked. Think of all the people in the various churches today. And they are walking as He walked. I tell you, there'll be a sensation. We don't walk as He walked. This is only a mental concept in the pulpit, and it remains there, as dead as the wood with which the pulpit is made. My dear friends, no. Let us walk as He walked in whatever we do. So when Peter said, Lord, if it be Thou, bid me come to You, that is a natural cry of the heart of a person who has tasted Christ. The natural cry of a person who is a child of the devil is, let me get away, let me keep Jesus Christ at arm's length. Let me keep at a safe distance from Jesus Christ. You're a child of the devil. And so you say, hey, these values, this kind of thing is going to knock my pleasure on its head, so I'll keep away. Let me tell you this, my dear friends. Living life to the fullest That is the height of pleasure. And when do you live life to the fullest? When negativity is gone. My father used to say, you know, he was a mathematician, so he used to put it down in mathematical terms. He would say, put one on the top, draw a line, put one below. One by one makes one. And then he would erase that one and put a zero. What happens? One by zero is infinity. And he would say that is the cross. The cross erases all your negativity. And he would also say, all right, a man who is down in debt, £10,000. He can always look at somebody else who has a debt of £100,000 and say, I'm richer than that fellow. How is he richer? His debt is a little smaller. You know, that's human nature. Now, folks, the Lord says, come, come, walk with me. All this turbulence will cease. And Jesus entered into the boat, and John records it, that they arrived at their destination. When Jesus came in, they arrived at their destination right away. Let us pray. Let us tell God, Lord God, am I really walking with you? Am I walking in the flesh or in the spirit? Am I walking in love? Oh, Lord Jesus, you know that I'm not walking as you walked. Let this not be a mental concept. Watching the turbulence of the waves and sinking, sinking, drowning. Taking my eye off Jesus. Forgive me, Lord. Holy Father, what an opportunity and what a challenging situation you have put us in the midst of today. All around us, challenges, an indifferent, blindfolded people, walking without eternity in view. Just walking with Jesus is going to make us a fountain of blessing. Oh, Father, we want to radiate Christ. Hear our prayer. We want to bring forth fruit and fruit that abide. We ask in Jesus' almighty name. Amen.
The speaker on this program was Joshua Daniel. He would like to know what your response has been to the Lord's challenge and would be delighted to hear from you. Please write, and if you have burdens you want to share and want prayer, do let us know. You can reach us on the World Wide Web at lefi.org, or else you can mail us at The Lord's Challenge, P.O. Box 14, South Lyon, Michigan, 48178, or in Canada, P.O. Box 31002, Windsor, Ontario, N9G2Y2. We are continually reaching out to millions in many countries, and we appreciate and we need your continuing prayerful support.